Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the 28th episode of the Choking Hazard podcast with my usual co-hosts, Sugarfree Nos, over that side.
Howdy.
RDT, right down there. And our guest tonight is a man who doesn't mind telling it like it is and also, of course, ruined the intro for us just there. It is Raggedy Dan. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Now you can all shut up. He's on the show. Shut up. We got him.
Yeah. So
it's your boy Cheesy Cho.
We're gonna talk about the man behind the videos. Let's say we'll talk about your content. You know, let's get an insight into what you do, why you do it, all that kind of stuff. Also got our usual stuff. We got the gaming news. We got the Choking Hazard podcast choke of the week at the end of the video. But let's just go like straight into it. And for anyone who doesn't know your content, how would you
describe...
Who the hell are you? How would you describe yourself, your videos, your content?
Who are you and what are you doing?
I critique people.
Critique?
Oh, really? In a polite way.
Okay. And who might these people be?
Well, yourself is one of them. you're obviously my favourite.
And?
A lot of the GTA community as well.
Okay.
Obviously.
As Deadly West says in the chat, critique obviously means that you say, you know, positive things about them, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time. I'd like to imagine Dan sitting at like a 5-star restaurant getting ready to critique him. Just as he casually pulls out his very classic mug. Just sitting at a...
That's my usual mug.
Just like sitting at a 5-star restaurant, just being like, yes, who prepared this? I was about to drop one of the things that we said we're not going to say, but excuse me, sir.
I don't remember what we agreed not to say.
No, don't worry about it.
I don't agree to say anything ever. I just say things.
So yeah, I guess I'll explain your content since you did a pretty poor job of explaining your own content right there.
I don't know what I do.
you just do things and see what happens.
Chat shit. Okay.
Well, that's pretty much it. You critique these bigger GTA YouTubers as well, more so than anyone else, I guess, and make videos about their content and what you may think is not necessarily good about their content, right? Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And insult people too. Call me a bully or a hater. They're good descriptions.
Okay. So what got you onto doing that? Like what where did it all start?
Well, I obviously used to play GTA. So I used to watch GTA videos on YouTube and I came across a guy called Lispy Jimmy. So I was like sitting watching one of his videos and thought it was a load of shite. Should I kind of swear? A load of rubbish. I kind of hinted through a few of my GTA videos that other people's content's a bit different. And then I just thought one day, you know, sod it. I'll make an entire video on this guy. And it did pretty well. Did better than my usual content. So carried on with that. And here we are.
So what were you doing? Like you say, your usual content. Were you making videos before you started critiquing people?
Yeah, I mean, I called it funny moments. I mean, it wasn't really funny. It's just kind of...
are they ever?
Self-aware. I'm aware of that. They're tragic, but they're still up. It's just messing around with GTA, basically. So, with terrible music choices.
And
killing people.
So you noticed a significant like improvement immediately, right? Was it the viewer numbers or the interaction with the videos, or was it just all across the board? Like everything was just
everything. Subscribers, likes, views, the usual stuff that people crave on YouTube for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. So it helped the channel grow. So I thought, you know what, man, let's run with it. I kind of phased out the GTA videos slowly, though, so people went like, what's happened? I did a couple more GTA videos, and like no one watched compared to the rants, so just kind of ended that. straight away.
There wasn't even a little subsection of your viewers that were like,
I wish Dan would go back to GTA.
I still got that funny moments. Yeah, there is a lot of 7-year-olds that watch my content.
I come to this channel specifically for unfunny, funny moments.
Pretty much.
Oh, where else will I get unfunny, funny moments?
Yeah, ignore that. Don't even ask.
So, they started off as what? You started off as just like one rant, and then did you already know of all of these big GTA YouTubers before you started doing your first rant, or did you do one on one guy and then you realized there was a lot, you know?
The latter. I did one on Let's Be Jimmy, and then started to, you know, when they did well, I was like, oh, okay, who else can I bully?
Okay.
We're nowhere near the bottom of the barrel. Let's keep going.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I didn't even realize before Let's Be Jimmy that they even existed. And then obviously I stumbled across him, probably recommended video or something. And moved on to the rest of it.
That's how it works on YouTube, isn't it? You watch one video and you're forever recommended the same type of videos. So you never get away from it.
Yeah, clear all browsing data, that works. I get rid of them.
So you're still doing that now, right?
Well, yeah, slowly.
Slowly, is it?
Not worth it for a while, but yeah, still doing it.
And have you found much like change in the way that you've approached it as time has gone on?
Yeah, like when I first started, there was no face cam. It was just me talking into a microphone, and the editing's changed on them, I guess. Started bringing stupid mugs in as well, props, confetti cannons, just trying to make it more fun for me to make, I suppose. Because sitting in front of a microphone with no webcam was getting a little bit tedious, so I now kind of try and mix it up a bit.
And you've said this like a few times now already in the course of just these first few minutes of a podcast, you consider yourself a bit of a bully. Do you actually really believe that you're a bit of a bully?
No.
No?
No.
You're just
I don't. Other people probably do, but no.
Okay.
Not really.
But like that's something that's interesting to me is like I've never been one for, you know, creating videos like that or you know, staring the pot as it were. But
yeah.
I'm always curious to know, are you like that in real life as well? Like, just out there in the real world, are you the same kind of person, or do you, you know, are you just playing it up for the videos?
I don't know. I'm not quite as, you know, ruthless as I might be in a video. I don't just call someone, you know, that just drop a C-bomb on someone just because.
Right.
But I don't suffer fools gladly. If someone's being stupid and they need telling, I'll tell them.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Get around the bush.
So you're already that kind of like character that you then that just comes naturally to you to be able to make those kind of videos and that kind of content. Okay.
Yeah. That's also part of the reason why I started doing it, because I can complain quite easily about things. I hold a lot of stuff back in real life, obviously, because it's just rude, I guess. But I've got that personality, I guess.
Yeah. The internet is a interesting place where there's just this screen across everything that you just, it seems like you can get away with a lot more on the internet than you can in real life.
There's also a big difference between yelling at an Uber driver that's going the wrong way and yelling at somebody, you know, punching
you
up
are
at
the
has...
hospital. Get out of my car. You
punching up at somebody that has like millions of subscribers. It's, you know, there's a big difference there. At least I would
think.
So, have you like do you feel like you tend to be doing it sort of the opposite of what you're like? What is your intention with the videos that you make? Is it purely for entertainment, or is there some like broader nobility towards the way that you go about it? That you're just. You're just sick of all the nonsense and you want to just rid the world of it completely, or is it purely just for the laughs? Yeah.
Raggedy Dan, the noble critic.
Yeah, it's another noble about calling people a faggot.
Yeah.
It's more for the laughs, but if somebody does you know, obviously it's all my opinion, but if someone does change the content for the better and stop doing fake giveaways and whatever, then that's also a winner. But it's, I enjoy doing it, so that's...
No one's going to stop. I'm just letting you know.
Well, I mean, people have stopped doing fake giveaways in the past, so...
Oh, really? Do you have success stories? Tell us about the Raggedy Dan success stories.
Have you ever heard of All Blocked?
No.
Oh,
what kind of
well.
Content does he make?
Bruffy has. Bruffy should know this story.
I think you I recognize the name.
Yeah, yeah. He did have a different name, but I can't remember it. So he's kind of referred to as All Blocked. He blocked every single one of my Twitter followers, and he's still doing it now. He's pretty pissed, but he used to do fake giveaways, or he claims they were real, but suddenly stopped doing them for some reason. So, yeah, that was a success story, I think. Thank you.
Also, that's Fernando. Kind of disappeared.
Hey, so, one also, man what? On the internet, a little less of a scumbag. Good job.
Fernando, he kind of went through his own little transformation, you could say.
Sinand who?
So like
sorry. You gotta crack the history books for that one.
Yeah, but the majority of it's just for the fun of it. I enjoy doing it, so but if there is like a positive effect somewhere, then that's a winner as well. So
have you kept it like specifically to the GTA community and GTA YouTube community, or have you like gone off and done other things and sought out other YouTubers that are outside of that space?
It's mainly GTA YouTubers, but
it's just an easy demographic, let's be honest.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's three good ones, you know, the rest of them are just trash, so.
Yeah, there's Bruffy, there's... there's Bruffy.
We don't say that I'm good on this podcast. I am the worst human being alive on this podcast. Let's be honest. You know, this is not my
Mikey's
not
good. Space.
Mikey's the best YouTuber. Yeah,
Mikey's fantastic.
Oh yeah, Mikey. Mikey reads you the Newswire posts in style. That's what he does.
I mean, there are some legitimate sort of concerns regarding these bigger YouTubers and the things that they do, especially when you're talking about fake giveaways and duping people and all that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, do you think that you know, when you're making videos about them, you're in a way sort of giving them more attention? Like for every 10 people that see your video, 9 might agree, but 1 is like, no, I don't really care, I'll watch. And you know, you're helping them grow even further.
No, not really.
No? It's not a worry.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe with smaller channels, but someone, you know, the bigger channels that I've spoke about, I don't think so. I don't think my influence is that big that it's going to affect anyone. You know, say if I make a video that's like, some of them got like 100,000 views. If 1 in 10, I don't think I've given people 10,000 subs, for example. Or, no. I think maybe, yeah, they might have got a couple of new subscribers, but nothing that's going to change anything, really, I don't think.
What about the idea of sort of, like, not just ignoring them and hopefully they'll just, you know, go away? Constantly talking about them.
All your problems, Bruffy.
Kind of, yeah. just blinkers on and then it eventually works out fine.
I mean, have you ever tried that with, like, chlamydia or something, or...?
No,
because that won't leave you. You need to approach that.
I don't think Bruffy's had too many strokes with chlamydia.
This is
Of course you can ignore it. You can ignore everything. But like I said, I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. So
I don't necessarily
you're...
want them to disappear. I mean, bonus, but
would it be a bonus
me.
Though? Really? Because then you wouldn't have anyone to criticize.
Oh, well, there's always going to be someone to criticize.
Ruffy, you can't treat big GTA YouTubers that lie to their 7-year-old fans the same way that you treat homeless people on the street. You know, you can't just walk right by and not put a dollar in their bucket. You gotta go
kick
after
them while they're
people.
Down. Make them get off
you
the
gotta,
park.
You gotta take them out from the knees, all right?
Strip funding from the homeless shelters. You gotta do all those things.
No, you're missing the point. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Nasa's on the opposite point.
Nasa wants to go after them. I'm saying ignoring them, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just a cheesy chode anyway.
So you're saying, Arnie T, that this is the only way to do it?
Yeah, you know, they're not immune. When you put your stuff out there, when you put any content out into the world, you have to expect to be criticized. And Dan, cool man Dan with the sunglasses over there.
You're welcome.
He's a critic in his own. He critiques people in his own words.
Yeah, fair enough. So,
I think everything deserves to be criticized in some way.
I agree. Some
comments that I've seen, more recently about your videos is that people maybe not necessarily stopped watching, but watched a bit less or got a bit more uncomfortable because you started to, instead of, talking about a critique of their content, you started to talk about themselves or, their appearance or just the more akin to bullying type stuff that you would consider.
Look at this dude.
Yeah,
like saying someone's got a big ball sack or something.
Like just, yeah, general things that don't really have anything to do with their actual content.
I remember that video.
Have you found first of all, do you see that there's a problem with that? And then secondly, have you seen that by doing that, you're increasing the viewers are better and you're getting more engagement, that kind of stuff? Do people want more of that aggressive, aggressive tone?
I don't know. It's probably split. I don't think I've ever seen a negative comment of someone saying, "Oh, you can't say that this guy's fat or this guy's thin or whatever." So people might have unsubscribed because of it, but they've not told me. So
yeah, well, you can say it.
That's, yeah, you can. Yeah, say, yeah, you can say
absolutely.
What you want. Yeah.
I can say it.
You can say it.
I can absolutely. I can also say that it's childish and silly.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's got an opinion, and you can also get offended by it, but. That's your choice.
Offended is way too much work. That's just way too much.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. All right. Interesting. I mean, it's interesting to
Keaton, just say that point, then I have a question after.
All right. I was just going to say it's interesting to sort of like get an idea of the mind behind the videos, because you make these videos that are very aggressive about these big YouTubers, and a lot of it has grounds that is true. There's a lot of stuff in there and that these big YouTubers do that is kind of reprehensible as well. So it's interesting to see how you are just in general as a person, and it's interesting to know that you're not quite as aggressive out there in the real world, but you are still you still tell it like it is.
I'm a lover, not a fire.
Oh, okay, good. Go on, Andy.
I want to vomit.
Well, I want to know what the hell is in the water over in England. Because Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, you're 24 years old?
Yeah.
You just turned 24,
I know
right? Buffy, you're 27, right? Going to be 28?
I am 28.
Why do you all look like you're 15? What the hell is going on?
That's a good thing.
And also,
how old are you?
Are you aware? Are you aware? I'm 23. Are you aware that you and
my uncle?
Are you aware that you and Mr. Boss are the same age?
I was not aware of that. No.
Yeah,
I am now.
He's a 24-year-old man. Yeah.
Wow.
Does that change?
Shit.
Does that change anything that you're like attacking someone that is basically could be your classmate, to just be your equal?
No.
We're all equal.
I agree. I appreciate that.
Attacking him?
No,
So the authorities. I don't know how old he is, but obviously now I do. And no, it doesn't really change much. His content is still his content. His personality is still his personality. If you told me he was 13, then it'd change things, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
that would change a little bit, I guess.
I'm a big fan of Ross, to be honest with you. So, yeah, it doesn't change much for me. I still love him. Age is just a number.
Yeah,
I hear you, man. Baby. I hear you. I know all about that.
I'm massive. He's my baby.
Yeah, you have him on everything. Do you have a Mr. Boss pillowcase yet?
I have a cap. If you want a cap. I have a life-size doll of him.
You wow. What? Would you say that you're getting a bit of an obsession with this man?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Well, he's like a method actor, you know. He becomes enthralled in whatever he's studying.
Yeah, you know, you have to take on that role and fully immerse yourself into it.
Yeah, you've got to be Ross. Yeah.
To know Ross, you must be Ross.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've got to be a boss.
I can't tell the difference between the two of us sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have like a line? Like, where's the line? Like that you would draw.
It's on my desk right now. I'm about to snort that shit when we're done.
Ah, oh, hell yeah.
Sorry, it's
just... Bad joke. Bad
it's not
joke.
Really.
Next.
It's not really.
This is off the rails.
What do you mean? Lines can be moved, can't they? You know, you can rub them out and kind of move them. No, not really. Until it kind of backfires, I'm always going to keep pushing it. I don't think enough people do.
Oh, so the line is where other people decide the line is. Where the majority decides.
I have a line in my head, but I'm willing to push it and push past it. And yeah, I think maybe one day if there's like a wake up call that I've said something really terrible and everyone's like, oh shit, and then I might take it back. But I'm always going to push it because I don't think there's enough people, like, you know, pushing controversy, I guess. So.
Okay. Does controversy need to be pushed though?
Yeah.
Why is that needed? Explain to me why you feel that it's needed.
The views, baby.
Well, other than your own personal gain, obviously. If that's the only reason, I completely respect that. I know all about doing things for your own personal gain. But...
I bet you do. hey. For my subscribers, really. You know, they seem to enjoy it, and the jokes that I have cracked about people. You know, whether they're insulting or not, they've quoted them, they've laughed about them, so they seem to like it. Going back to what Bruffy said earlier, do people unsubscribe because of it? Maybe, but the majority of people seem to enjoy it, so I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of just the nature of the internet these days and YouTube. People like drama, yeah. People like controversy, people like all that kind of stuff, and people want more of it, I guess.
Yeah, if Logan Paul started dropping, like, the C bomb on PewDiePie or whatever, and started insulting
hell
him.
Yeah.
Everything would blow up.
That.
Yeah.
There you go. Sunny T is a perfect example of this.
Oh my God. I want to see that right now.
Oh,
but
man.
But it's like, because I feel like Dan and myself to a lesser degree, because I don't make content because I can't, because I'm a worthless, creatively inept piece of, you know. Human feces, according to some.
Okay. Leave some hate for the comments.
Yeah, no, I'm just giving them fire. I'm letting him know, because I'm letting this guy that commented on our last episode know that I agree with
him. We love this guy.
I should be kicked off of the podcast. it's all for the fun of things. It's nothing serious. It's just it's entertaining. It's like if you're watching, you know, The Sopranos and Tony shoots a guy in the head, you're not like, yeah, I love murder. You're like, oh, that's exciting to me. It's like, cool.
Yeah, you know?
Except it's real life.
Yeah, and a lot of people that make videos on agree with that. Like, I've made videos on Quebblecop, and he's followed me, like, on Twitter and DM me saying, good shit. And I was like, yeah, thanks for making a reaction to it. And he was like, yeah, it's just a couple of YouTubers having fun. And that's what it is to me. If people choose to get offended or do get offended, then... No, that's up to them, but I see it as just a bit of a laugh, really.
Yeah, so, you think a lot of people take these things just way too seriously.
Yeah, like the comments I made about you in the so-called positive video about you, Bruffy, you could have been like, oh my God, what did he say about my balls? How dare you? And just gotten like chopped your balls off or something.
There is a lot of that, I suppose, as well. You know, people need to be able to just have a laugh and take it for what it is. Speaking of, have you made, how many positive videos have you made in comparison to negative videos?
How many community changes videos did you make?
Define positive videos.
saying that, you know, more than 50% of it is positive.
Oh no, like 1%. I made one on you and I can't remember who else.
Like, what's
his name? Pyrealm, yeah.
What would you do if you met Ross in real life? Like, you know, he's right there. say you're at a gaming convention or something, I don't know, and he stood right there, and you just walk up to him. What do you say? What's your first word?
Oh, it depends if I knew he was going to be there, because I'd be donning my cap and everything. So
okay, so you're change it. Yeah, to do both situations. Say you're prepared, and then you're not prepared.
If I was prepared, I don't know. I'd probably just get a picture with him in.
It would
with
be an
his
act.
Face on my shirt. Like. Yeah, and this cap on, and maybe get him to wear the cap. You know, if he would, but backwards, so it's got the like the I'm gay show. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Do you think he would?
No, he'd walk away from me.
But you'd want to try.
He'd be stupid to.
Yeah.
And if I didn't know he was there and I bumped into him, I don't know. Depends if he wanted to talk. I'd chat to him. I wouldn't mind having a conversation with him.
What would you say, though?
But I get the feeling he'd walk away.
Well, he's here right now. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Live from Atlanta, Georgia.
Just in my living room forever.
I think he'd react differently if he didn't know he was going to bump into me. Whereas, you know, say if he came on your podcast, he knew he was going to be on your podcast, so he can change the way he is. But I think if you catch him off guard, I think he'd just walk away in panic, to be honest. So, I don't know. I wouldn't mind having a conversation with him, though.
Yeah, I mean that's something.
I'm not going to be like, "Hey, look at this."
you're not going to immediately insult him to his face.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was the sort of thing that I said, Nick, when we were following up to that podcast in a previous episode. I was saying how I just didn't feel like we really spoke to the real him. To be honest, you know, we didn't really get to him. It was just
We were talking to Mr. Boss.
Yeah, we were talking to Mr. Boss. We weren't talking to Ross. You know, so
yeah. You're talking to a businessman.
Yeah, we can't. I, in answer to the question of, you know, what do you make of him? I couldn't answer because I don't know him. I still, even now, having done a podcast with him, say I don't know him. I don't know what he's like in real life, and that goes.
I don't know if he's human or android. just genuinely.
Him and Zuckerberg were made in the same factory.
Sorry, go on.
I was about to call you Ross. Dan.
It's on the mind. See, you can't split them now.
I can't separate the two.
His eyes are up here. Okay, his eyes are up here.
Staring at your chest, that beautiful bold chest. Anyway, who do you get like the most inspiration from as far as content creators? Like, who do you watch and feel like I want to do what they do? This is the kind of content that I want to create.
Lucy Pinder.
Okay, that's nice. You want to do some topless shoots? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, only because you were staring at my chest, so you know. I think it's kind of obvious who I watch. Like, obviously, iDubbbz is, I think you'd all agree, a very good content creator.
I've never seen an iDubbbz video, I'll be honest.
Suck.
That's a shame. You need to go watch.
Maybe I should. I guess.
Are you serious?
I'm genuinely serious. I've never seen
the Keemstar Content Cup.
Watch all the
content. I mean, I've heard of all of the Content Cup thing. I don't know, that sort of, it doesn't necessarily appeal to me. Maybe it's because I haven't watched it properly.
I think iDubbbz is really the only one who can properly do that content to the level that makes it good. And not trying to hate on you, Dan.
No, but it's like, true. It's an event when he does a content cop.
The level that he takes his content to kind of overshadows anything that he might do or say in his that people get offended or whatever. Like, just the sheer quality is enough to outmatch anything that he ever really does. And that's what makes him special.
Yeah. He's on another level of, like, I don't care about anything. He's just so out there.
He has no line.
Yeah.
Yeah, see I would find that like very difficult. I definitely have lines and I'm not that kind of personality that can just say whatever I want or you know, push the lines just for the sake of pushing it, you know. So I'm fully intrigued by, you know, the character behind someone who can do that, and just the people who do that in general. It's crazy to me to be, because I'm not that guy kind of guy. I just kind of, you know, sit back and live life, you know.
Roll with just the punches. Chill.
Just roll with it.
You
kind of
just do your own thing.
Yeah. You were saying earlier about like how the limit would be if, you know, something bad comes back from it. But have you ever had anything like? Have you ever had any, you know, interactions with the people who you're critiquing or any negative blowback from that, even in a smaller way?
Negative interactions. Yeah, there was all blocked. He attempted to make a response to me, and it eventually deleted it. Apart from that, no.
Can we agree that that's the worst thing any content creator can do to a hater video is make a response video to it?
Yeah.
You just can't win. It doesn't matter how good your response is. You're already like. Well, if you make a response to it.
Look at Asian Jake Paul.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Ruffy hasn't got a clue.
Yeah, you don't even know what he's talking about.
The issue with All Blocks' responses, he helped me instead of defending himself. He kind of proved. Like, obviously, you can't guarantee that someone's giveaways are fake. That was the whole premise with my video on him. But he kind of proved it himself. So. Yeah, that backfired, and he ended up deleting that. I guess it was evidence that he provided that he deleted, and that's kind of the only negative backlash. I've had more positive than negative from content creators.
Oh, that's interesting. You know,
well, that's because it's the only right play to make. There's only two correct plays. Ignore it and say, hey, you know, that was a funny rant video, man. Good job. You know, those are the only two correct plays. Anything else is the wrong move, and it will always be the wrong move. So.
Mm.
Have you made more videos on Quibble Cup since he, you know, said good video and contacted you and stuff like that?
I attempted to.
Okay.
I recorded a video 3 times and completely messed it up. The audio was messed up at one point. I've recorded for about 2 hours completely out of focus, and I can't remember what the other one was. But I tried, and then just gave up. So, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering you have this crazy criticism of someone and then they come to you and say, oh, good video, I actually enjoyed it. And then you're like, oh, he's not too bad, okay. And then there's no more, you know, rant videos where if they just ignored it or made a response video, it stokes the fire and you do another one. And do you think there's any element of that?
No, just because someone might contact me and, you know, they might actually be a nice person, it doesn't mean the content's, like, the best in the world. Like, I don't think it's a secret that me and Nort kind of get on, but I was actually thinking of doing another video on him. So, no, there's no sort of, oh, yeah, great video. Oh, well, okay, I'll never talk about this guy again. What a lad. Nah.
Okay.
That would kind of defeat the entire purpose of your character as well.
A bit of,
yeah.
A bit of integrity. Could you imagine? Dan's made a video on me. Oh, great video, Dan. Oh, you're cool. I like your content.
Yeah.
No.
That goes back to what we talked about in the episode with Ross, that someone can make trash content and not be a trash person. I mean, sometimes they are, but, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's more the other way around, to be honest.
What do you mean
like
by
that? Like fake people that are popular, like...
Oh, yeah, making good content.
I think his content's improved. Yeah,
they're secretly, you know, dropping the hard ninja, you know, in private.
Hard ninja.
Yeah.
Hard ninja.
Yeah, like what Bruffy said earlier, you didn't feel like you spoke to the real Mr. Boss for the win. His personality is a lot worse than his content, I feel. He's too business minded. But it's just my opinion, isn't it? So.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Everyone.
Well, you're our guest, and we care about your opinion. That's why you're here. So,
yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of how it works.
Cool. Well, let's talk a little bit of gaming news, because I think there's something interesting that is kind of right up the street of Dan at this point.
Up my street.
Up
my street. All right.
Something that's happened, I guess, in between the last podcast and this one. Has anybody heard of the Bully Hunters?
No.
No.
No? So this was a thing that...
I've heard of that, and I didn't know what it was, so explain it to me.
So it's basically... Well, it's not a thing anymore because it failed immediately. But the premise of it was that it was set up as a place for female gamers to go to report people in-game, like Counter-Strike, for example, who are bullying them. Over voice or anything like that. God. And the bully hunters would be people who would then go into those games and repeatedly kill those people who were bullying as a way of revenge. To teach a lesson.
I'm almost there.
Only female
civilization. Only female gamers, yeah. If you're a male and getting bullied, then it wasn't allowed.
You better be man enough to handle it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a sex
women,
change.
they're so frail and so, you know, so easy to be offended. We've got to have men come in and kill the guy in CS over and over.
Yo, so get good.
On a game.
If you, yeah, the premise was you were being bullied on a game, and then you would go to this website, and within like a minute, supposedly after the report, you were supposed to have someone come into your game and then repeatedly kill the bully to teach them a lesson.
Yes.
Instead of wasting your time, why don't you just leave the game?
Yeah, I mean, the mute function helps often.
If you're being bullied on YouTube, just leave YouTube.
How do you even know they're Equality. Insulting you, though? Everyone on CS speaks Russian. You don't know if it's an insult or not.
Well, they did a live stream. I mean, there was a ton of controversy about it beforehand. Like, when they were just announced it and they were, you know, talking about it. How stupid this is, only being women. How can you possibly even do this in the first place? You know, it's ludicrous. And then they did a live stream for it. And immediately after it was done, I think the entire Twitch page for it was deleted. All of the website Bully Hunters was deleted. The entire thing was a complete failure. And it was so scripted, like some of the stuff, that they actually had this ring of people playing the Counter-Strike. And then, like, oh, the lights have dimmed. That means we found a bully. A bully hunt's about to start. And it was literally, it was all so script. It was terrible, but it was.
RDT has died from the.
Yeah, RDT seems to have significant problems.
I'm about to vomit. This is awful. Why have you even told us about this?
Oh, God. Yeah, I wish I hadn't heard about that.
Do you have to pay the bully hunters?
I don't think so. I think it was meant to be. I don't know how they would. The logistics of this would work if they have hundreds and hundreds of people reporting.
I think they were just in it to get laid. I think that was it with their sick gaming skills.
Well, there was a special bully hunters. I can't remember the company that was kind of involved with it. A special bully hunters headset that was made for it, and you know, it's almost as if the entire thing was just a big promotion for that. But it's failed so spectacularly that no one would want to seem dead with one of those these like. But that,
we went from an all-female cast of Ghostbusters to an all-male white knight cast of bully hunters. Like, come on, man.
Well, that's the thing. I'm pretty sure everybody involved in it, I think we're all like female as well. Like the actual bully hunters, like just the people presenting, the people behind it. It was all 100% female.
Oh, that's different. I thought it was a bunch of dudes.
So it was just one.
No. It was
went out with that.
So if females being bullied, they're going to send a group of females to... Okay. That's not... Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't work. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That changes everything. I would watch that right now.
Why wouldn't that work? Yeah, I'd watch
it. <Misogyny. laughs>
You all have to be having me on right now. There's not... How...
What?
I
was under the impression that a female gamer was getting beat down, getting wrecked, and then she went to a bunch of guys.
That was the impression I was under, too.
Yeah, same. Bruffy, you should have explained it better, man.
So I guess we're all just misogynists, assuming that the only people who could come in to defend women
to save the
would
day.
Be men. It would be men.
We're the real bullies after that.
They were probably white, too.
And I
wanted
to be a bully
hunter. I'm totally. I don't know what to say anymore. That's it. It's just. I can't believe.
Do we need to end? Do we need to end the show?
He's got his head in his hand.
If you want to know what bully hunters is, go watch the videos, the numerous videos that are on YouTube about it now.
I'll pass.
And then you can.
You've described it well enough for me to know that I don't need to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, good lord.
Raggedy bully hunter. Oh, I like that. Just reading the chat, sorry.
It's weird. So it was girls helping girls? Blasphemy. Yeah, let's end the Bully Hunters conversation. It was still ridiculous, regardless of what it was. You know, it was just
regardless of gender, it was still ridiculous.
The God of War deserves a mention to do with gaming. Has anyone out of us, apart from MB Hammer, our producer, played it? No. It's meant to be very, very good.
Are bad for the gaming industry. Stop it.
Shut up.
It's got nothing to do. There's no microtransactions. What are you on about?
It's an exclusive. Stop. Stop with the exclusives.
I do dislike exclusive games, but I understand them at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, there's no getting around it. You have to have an exclusive game for your console. Otherwise, what's the point in having a console? It's like the Xbox. We were talking about this before the stream started, that all of Xbox One's exclusive games now you can play on PC. So what's the point? If you have a PC, there's literally no point in having an Xbox.
Yeah, but the people who are buying consoles are never going to get a PC anyway. So
yeah,
or they might like farther down the line.
I disagree with that statement that exclusives are bad. Competition is always good for business. It's going to try to step up the game, like for Xbox sides. Like
exclusives are bad.
I don't agree at all.
I don't agree.
I think you need to have competition so that publishers and developers on the other side will feel
competition.
Because if it was all one thing,
about making a better system than the other guy. Not just holding a game.
That's part of it.
Oh, you want to play this game? It's $400. You want to play this game? Nope.
Well, there's a reason why monopolies are illegal. You can't just have one product because then consumers have no choices.
But what I'm not advocating for one product. What?
You're saying, you're saying that you don't think exclusive games should exist.
Yes.
Yeah,
games should be on all the systems, all the modern systems.
So and most of them
anyone
are.
Anyone who wants to play that game could play that game on their system of choice.
Yeah, but competition is always good for business.
That's not.
And for the consumer, for that matter.
No! No!
Yes!
No!
This is getting into a different debate entirely than what I had in mind.
Yeah,
but
okay, we're gonna.
Maybe we need
gonna...
a podcast think talking about exclusives.
No!
Yes.
No, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
If
every game was just made for every console, then there would be no standard. The fact that there are exclusives means that the Xbox exclusives will have to step up to try to match God of War. If it was everything for one console or for one game for every console, then there would be no need to have any form of like quality.
What?
How do you not understand this? How do you not?
I mean, the ability to get, you know, make your game better than other games.
Nah, there's, say, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile. If it was just AT&T, there would be no need to improve their cell service. The fact that there is Verizon,
but all
means
of
that they
the
have
different
to compete.
Phone models are available on most of the different networks.
Yeah,
that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about systems.
It's the quality of
service for a game. But the game is not the quality of the service. They are two different things. The quality of the service is how good is your dashboard? How good is your user interface? Is your performance better than the other console? How much is your online access? Like, you know, that's what sets one console apart from another, not exclusives. I mean, well, exclusives do set them apart, but I don't feel that that's how it should be done. Because I'm going to have to pay. I want to play Red Dead Redemption 2 because it's so important for the channel. I'm going to have to pay like $550 to play one video game. That's not right. That's not cool.
That's an opinion to have, for sure.
You two are clearly not going to agree on this. So I'm going to skirt around it and ask Dan how you're playing. What games are you actually playing and how do you play them? Are you playing on a console or PC, or what are you playing as well?
Oh, you're going to hate me. I have a PC, but I play on console.
Same. I play the majority of my games on PC, but, you know, other games I play, like GTA, I play mainly on PS4, but...
I can play on PC if I want, but I've recently bought the PC and I've just not bothered to try yet, so...
So you mean you're using the PC for, like, editing and stuff like that, not really gaming?
Yeah, I've done a couple of streams on it. because I've got a MacBook, but that can't stream for shit, so I've got a custom PC.
Yeah.
I can game on it if I want to, but I just haven't got around to it yet. But I will do.
Yeah, I think that as soon as you do, you probably will continue to play it on PC more and more and more. That's generally how I did it. And at this point, any new games I buy would have to be exclusive to the consoles for me to play on console now.
Yeah.
As soon as you get a PC that's capable of doing everything, you end up just, playing games there as well.
Because and it's switching over to keyboard and mouse as well. That's going to take a
That's the only thing that I know. I've always been.
It's not that bad.
If you've never, if you've
corrected
console throughout the entire, I've had console throughout my entirety of my life, and it's only recently in the last few years that I've had PC, and even then, not really playing games much on it. But it is quite a difference, if you've only ever held console controllers.
It is a difference, but it's just so. Whenever you customize your settings and get your sensitivity where you want, it's just so intuitive. It just, works. It does exactly what you want it to do with the mouse. I mean, the keyboard's probably the hardest part, having all those keys and
close. Yeah, that's what I find more difficult than anything else. Like, just, I've got 1 to 10, and I've got, 13 different things I want to do. How, I can't remember all these keys. But, I think there's positives and negatives of all platforms. It just depends how much you play games, how invested in them you are.
This is true.
Anyway. I was going to talk about some... normally at this point we'd have sort of some feedback about the previous episode, but there isn't really anything. So...
What was the last episode? What did we even do?
I think we talked mainly about the episode before that. It was more about
just like we've done here.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it was all your life issues and the fact that Twitch
hates
you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And...
I complained. I complained the whole episode. Okay, I remember now.
And IDT got a new job and all that.
Yeah. Did you drop nice on the 170K? I just noticed that.
No, thank you. Thank you. Congratulations. So let's ask the community if they have any questions. As always, if anybody has any questions, get into Discord. It can be for all four of us, it can be for two of us, it can be for just Dan, our guest, it can be for just RDT. It can be for anybody.
What?
Which Discord chat's in?
Basically MB
call in. Like
brings them into
shit.
Our chat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
One at a time. So yeah, it's open to regulars, Patreon supporters, and subscribers. If you want to get into the Discord chat at the moment, the phone bank, get in there. MB Hammer will be there to take your questions and drag you in here.
I like the Twitch chat. That's interesting.
So, Bruffy's Racing Corner, whilst you guys get in and ask one with your questions, I'm bringing it back.
Okay, you can try.
Don't start with me. I know you've watched it.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's...
I gave them both the
We had the Chinese Grand Prix.
Yeah.
It was a 6-lap barn burner.
Oh, no. Max Verstappen's wrecked somebody else. Oh, no. He's tried to do an overtake he shouldn't have. Who saw that coming? Like 4 times the span of 7 minutes. I'm like,
no, do you know who won?
Max did not win.
But do you
Daniel
know
Ricciardo
who won?
Yeah, Daniel Ricciardo won, and I'm very excited.
You should be excited about the racing corner,
he's
man.
A beautiful man. I'm excited that Daniel. I'm just excited about Daniel Ricciardo in general. I don't like F1.
Do you watch motorsport? No, shut up. I'm sorry. Dan, do you watch motorsport at all? Because we don't.
No.
Bruffy does.
This is the thing. This is never going to work. Like it's impossible. It's just impossible to make this work. I tried. People were unhappy that Racing Corner was gone. And I've tried to bring it back. They put up highlights on YouTube every single race now, so there's no excuse, really. You can just watch a video on YouTube and you see what happens. But this is what I'm dealing with.
I'll make you an offer, Bruffy. I will watch every Formula One race if the intro to the Racing Corner is Motorsport by the Migos. Okay.
I don't know what
if you
that
make
is.
Exactly. You need to listen to it.
Okay.
I'll do the same for a hand up.
If you make the intro song Motorsport by the Migos, I will 100% watch every race.
Every race has ever been?
No. Yeah, are you going to extend it to like past races and past years? That's a lot of races.
Yeah, should do that.
No, every race from here on out.
I don't think
I don't even like the song or the Migos, but I just think you.
So why do you want it?
Because it's the Migos.
Like, I don't know. There was an interesting idea that I should just create a series where I'm talking about motorsport on the channel. I don't know how that would work because, I mean, what footage would I use? You know, it's all copyrighted, so you can't really show
just
what's going on.
Just black screen.
Just black screen talking. Oh, and Max Verstappen hit Vettel this week. And, you know, it wouldn't work. So...
Would you do it in that voice?
I wouldn't do it in that voice, of course. Maybe people would be more likely to watch if I did.
Yeah, possibly.
But
you just gotta be really hyped, like the F1 announcers are, over anything. Just like, oh, you know, race starts and the cars go everywhere and they yell at you. You gotta do that.
They're driving forward! Max Verstappen is driving a car right now! Yeah, I love that. I love that stuff.
No, you don't try to...
No, I don't. Like F1.
Formula One is by far the least engaging motorsport I've ever watched.
Whoa!
It's just,
let's not go there.
I find
watch NASCAR, don't you?
Yes, and well, NASCAR.
You can't talk. There's no argument there, bro.
NASCAR now is awful, but it used to be more engaging when you were going for like 4.5 hours. You know.
Yo.
Right.
Nah. Yeah. Everybody say nah.
Yeah,
I think that is so.
Yeah,
wrong.
I think you've made a misstep in that one. To be honest,
Formula One is so boring. It's just so boring. I'm so bored every time I think about Formula One. The only redeeming thing about Formula One is Daniel Ricciardo's smile. That's it. That's all. That's all I watch it for. If I ever do.
All right. Well, I tried. You know, you can't. Everybody who watches this and who actually misses
it,
I can't. It was a good race. Yeah, it was one of the better races this time. But Racing Corner is truly, truly dead. I mean, that's how it is, isn't it?
If you want to watch fun motorsport, go watch IMSA. Okay, there's like
IMSA's
a billion
good.
Different cars, and they're around in some complicated track that's like 1.5 cars wide, and the Corvette is about 3 cars wide. And it just kind of goes through there and wins every time. It's excellent.
And Rallycross. Rallycross is good.
Yeah, Rallycross.
Any type of Rallycross. Anyway.
Rallycross is good because it's short. Like, you don't have
a very
long attention span.
Yeah, it's like 4 laps.
Yeah.
All right, MB Hammer.
I'm getting roasted in your chat.
Oh, yeah?
Good.
Okay.
I'd rather watch Leafy is here. So would I.
MV Hammer, got any questions in the phone bank?
Just the one, and that is Mr. Major Copyright.
Hello, caller, you're on the Choking Hazard podcast, the podcast where we ironically call people homophobic slurs. What's your question for, and who's your question? Wait, who's your question? What's your question? I'm having a stroke. Just ask your question so I can leave. I need a second. Hello, copyright. Do we have him on the line?
No. He was.
Well, Karma's a bitch.
He's having issues, I guess.
Is he talking? Is he speaking Spanish?
Speak! Copyright.
Hey, Dan.
Why does this happen every week?
I don't
why
know.
Can't you see? Why do people not have functioning microphones?
Yo, Dan. Whoa.
Oh,
copyright's here. Never... Shut up, Dan. Oh. No one wants to hear you.
Copyright, what? Who's your question for and what's your question?
All right. So my question was for everybody. So I just want to know, because I'm nosy, what was everybody's favorite board-sized card games when they were a child, or even now?
Board
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Games?
Yu-Gi-Oh. I loved Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh was the best, okay?
Listen. I probably could have guessed that.
Pokemon is some trash. All right,
What was the question? Was favorite board game? You kind of cut out for me.
Board or card games, I think. Favorite board or card
board
games
or card
growing
games.
Up?
Okay. Dan?
Strip poker.
Strip poker?
Growing up.
Your relative?
While you're the kid. While you're the kid. Strip poker.
Yeah, how old are we talking? I'm still growing up.
As in general. That was a general question.
How old? Let's say
a child.
Yeah.
I had this F1 card game that I thought F1 Top Trump.
No, you didn't.
I did. Really? I did. Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Oh, no, wow.
Probably something like Monopoly. It's something boring, you know? Mm-hmm.
I didn't something really makes you just hate Monopoly. Everybody. Is that where all your hatred comes from?
From Monopoly.
Monopoly. Monopoly for about 18 hours.
I destroy people in Monopoly, so I would agree. Monopoly, yes.
Yeah, did you do a 1v1 in Monopoly?
You gotta get those orange spots. That's it.
I like Monopoly. I think I like Monopoly more now than what I used to as a kid, but I guess I used to enjoy board games as a kid. I never really used to play card games too much. I don't know. I'm still thinking. Noss, do you have any board games that you played?
No, I wasn't really a big board game person.
According to chat, strip poker with family is Noss's thing.
Yeah, but I keep it to the cousins, though.
Well, that's all right, then.
Yeah. But no. It was just Yu-Gi-Oh! I lived the Yu-Gi-Oh! Life, man. I was a duelist. I had the dual disc.
No, come on!
I had like 2,000 cards.
These have to be lies.
It's no lies, okay? I got it
from Christmas. Beyblade. I mean, anything with the Yu-Gi-Oh!
Noss played strip Yu-Gi-Oh!
I can just...
The trap card took on a whole different meaning.
I will 1v1 anyone in Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay? Look, I will take you all down. It's excellent. Well, Yu-Gi-Oh is the best.
I've never played it.
Like,
Pokemon's so much
fun. Well, hey, you know show you're enjoying. How about we just change the main character's voice in season 3 for no reason? To like some 40-year-old man, still salty about that.
I quit
Pokemon. Yeah, that is my problem.
Why
with Pokemon.
Is that an issue that we're yelling about?
Yu-Gi-Oh stream. Everyone wants a Yu-Gi-Oh stream now. Is this still a thing? Does this still exist?
Yes, there is a relatively new Yu-Gi-Oh! Video game you can play. It's called Legacy of the Duelist. It's actually quite good. So,
how big is the community around Yu-Gi-Oh! Now?
it's very big. Really? Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a big deal. Yes. Yes, people still play Yu-Gi-Oh! In 2018. I was shocked. But people still play Yu-Gi-Oh! In real life, okay? Like, last summer sometime, I think, like, before summer, like, in spring, whatever, one of my cousins came home, like, with some Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. And this is not, like, one of my children cousins. He's 18. He's married now with a child. Okay, and this was last year. And they were still 18? Playing Yu-Gi-Oh! High school.
Wait, what?
But
shotgun wedding. All right, don't question it.
It was a shotgun wedding. It very much was.
Copyright, you ask a question and you let us answer. You don't butt in every time. I'm tired of this. We're setting a new precedent. All right. If you ask a question, you ask the question, you listen to the answer. All right. You don't add your own comments. All right.
Can't control myself. I'm sorry.
What did I just say? God. Come on.
What about you, Andy?
Pretty long.
What was your favorite board or card game?
I said Monopoly, bro.
Oh, is that all right? That was your answer. Okay.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to play chess in primary school. I also used to like this obscure board game. It was called Payday. No one probably knows about it, but it was.
I remember that.
That's the one. The dudes in the full masks, robbing banks.
Yeah, Payday. Payday too.
No, not quite.
Primary edition.
But yeah, I like that. That was my favorite board game. It was good as a kid.
Do you ever play a game called, I think it's called like Mancala or something like that? It's like a wooden deal and you got like a bunch of little gems.
Is this like a knockoff version of Jumanji?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like you've got a wooden board and you've got like four just look it up, okay? I'm not explaining it. Just
Candyland was pretty lit, not going to lie. That was when I was like really young though, so...
I played Trivial Pursuit as a kid. My mother always beat me, but
you played Trivial Pursuit with your mother, and she just went try hard on you, and just you know.
Yes, she did.
I know all these answers.
There have been many streams where I play Jeopardy, and she has yelled the answer from the other room because I didn't know the answer. It's pretty infuriating.
My mother always beat me, and then I would lose.
And then we play Super Shoot. Yeah.
Does anybody play board games now, still?
In college, I did.
Does that count?
I don't think that counts.
No, it doesn't. That's a card game.
No, then. Apart from Strip Poker, but that's probably not a board game either. You have to have a board. Yeah, I suppose the card games aren't there.
Yeah.
Chess. Chess is quite cool.
Yeah.
Can't believe I just said that. But yeah, I'm good at chess. It's not cool.
You've said it now. You can't take it back.
Oh, shit.
It's recorded. Forever.
Watched a video recently. Apparently, there's like this super attractive woman that like gives chess tips, and her comment section's always a mess.
Now, well, of course it will be.
Of a bunch of guys like reading the comments in those videos. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
You watched a video of somebody reading comments?
Yes. I was very bored.
Trivial Pursuit as a drinking game. That sounds fun. Jesus. I treat this podcast as a drinking game.
Yeah, we know.
How many drinks I can have for the podcast?
Every time Walt says the word guys, take a shot. That's a good drinking game. No, seriously. You should try.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I'll pass. It's a little young for alcohol poisoning.
Thank you, Copyright, for the question. Interesting one.
Yeah, thanks, Copyright. I didn't appreciate your commentary on the side, but
I'm very surprised.
Noss, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 20. I'll be 21 at the end of this month.
Okay.
I'm 13. Okay. Don't let me deceive you.
Is that it for the questions, Heavy Hammer?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So, IDT, it's...
Oh, we're doing the Apple Juice, man.
It's your time.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Does everybody know what yesterday was?
No.
420.
420, oh, yeah, dude. You know it. Dude, it's just everybody around the world lighting up that puff puff pass, you know, getting that icky sticky, bro, you know. I don't even, you know, a lot of people call it a drug. I don't consider it a drug. It's medicine, dude. It's a plant. It's an herb, you know. It's just Mother Nature. Just like her love concentrated into a little tube of love, and you just put it in your mouth and take it in your body and just, you know, suck it down. It's great. You know, the Native Americans used to use the icky sticky puff puff pass to kind of promote peace among the tribes. And, you know, when the communist English colonists came over, they, you know, they saw this and they didn't appreciate it. And they kind of blamed this substance, this medicine, dude. And that's when they deemed it as demonic. And that's when they called it the devil's lettuce. Okay. And who knows more about lettuce than Ronald McDonald? Little known fact that you won't find in one of those history books or fact checked on the internet or anywhere but this podcast. But Ronald McDonald, Scottish immigrant coming over on the colonists on the Mayflower, he saw this and he decided to quench his family's bloodlust, genocide the entire Native American population. 1623, put down his first McDonald's. He came over with his family's Big Mac recipe that he originally called the King James Burger. Little known fact again. And for years, he just perpetrated this. He caused the elimination of the buffalo population. Can you believe that? Ronald McDonald. Yeah. In 1958, the McDonald's Corporation realized that they needed to change that past. And so they decided instead to change their mascot, appropriate clown culture, and they made Ronald McDonald a clown, just setting back hundreds of years of clown culture. Okay? Do you know that? Well, I don't smoke. And so the one thing that I picked up... The thing that I picked up to maybe be the second best thing was this beer called Mega Dank 420. I don't do any of that stuff. So yeah. So
God, I can't.
What the fuck?
How does it taste?
It's good. It's really good.
I can't even believe that's a thing.
I didn't either. I saw it again. And I was like, I saw it in the store and I was like, that is 100% what I'm going to be drinking tomorrow.
Please send me that.
Oh my days.
Yeah.
As far as your apple juice minutes go, that's been the biggest shock that I've ever had of seeing the actual beer at the end.
The build-up.
I know, the build-up. Quaffable. Was it quaffable?
It is. It's very quaffable. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Well.
Right. Final thing of the podcast is the choke of the week. So,
the choke of the week.
Let's see who's
failed right now.
The worst this week. Dan, have you watched these yet, by the way?
Whoops.
You can watch them along with us if you want.
Yeah, I watch them. I've never watched them. How do I do that?
All right, let's go for
it. If you go to the choke chat in the Discord, then...
The choke chat, that sounds... The
choke chat, yeah.
I'm well into that. Choke chat. All right.
All right.
Okay. So what do? We choke people out? Or not?
We watch a bunch of chokes that people have made throughout the course of the last 2 weeks, and we vote on which ones we think are the worst, I guess.
Yeah, or the best.
Or the best, yeah, whichever way you want to look
which,
at it.
Yeah.
So let's start first up. And as soon as the game loads, last few corners of a lengthy stunt race. Nero Custom, second place. I think we are meant to be focusing on the person who's in the lead for this one.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to watch this.
Watch them on the stream.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just watch it on stream.
Yeah, just watch them 20 seconds late.
Yeah. Oh, he's... Oh. Is that the last... That was the last corner.
Yes.
Yeah. He flipped on the... Okay, that's not... Yeah, that's not...
I like the inclusion of the Price is Right fail sounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. All right, next up, we're in... Is this Project Cars?
Yes.
Yeah,
Project Cars 2.
C. Wilson in the lead. Position 1 out of 30. Decides to lower the traction control from 0.09 to 0.07. I wonder why.
Because that's a great thing to do.
Yeah. Why? Why are we doing... And... Yeah, it's... That's done more than just lower the traction control.
Yeah, the car has had a bad day now. The car has had enough.
Yeah, it's decided to...
It's not going anywhere anytime soon.
After being in the lead on the last lap. Why? Why even? When you're in the lead on the last lap, you should just not do anything. You don't touch a thing. That is how it works.
Yeah, this one, this is, I don't know, this is bad. This is not bad. Good.
No, it's... Oh, it just gets...
I love how the game actually has a limp mode, though. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I like how it's getting slow, like progressively slower and slower and slower.
Yeah.
This is painful to watch. Okay.
It's almost as bad as Johnny running out of fuel on the last straight of Spa a couple episodes ago. This is almost as bad as P22
finished. Ugh. All right, the next one we're starting at 7:15.
Oh, jeez.
It's because there's a 7-minute video before that we don't need to see. So GT Sport now, final lap. 4 out of 4 laps. First
I love
position.
All the references going on here. His Loopy's name is No One Sleep in Tokyo, and the title of this video is When You Try Your Best But Don't Succeed.
He's not had a good time in the chicane on Monza.
Ooh, the chicane. Ooh,
the second chicane at Monza, and now he's in second place. So he's lost the lead, but he's still there. Oh no, he's not anymore. He's overdriving a little bit. He's gone wide.
Oh no, he hit a cone.
He's still in second, though.
Yeah, everything's still okay.
He's gone a bit wide. Oh, he's getting a bit of a tank slapper on. He's... Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yes. And he's out.
Nah, he's gone. He's well gone. So he spun around, and there goes everybody else straight past him.
Fourth, fifth. Yeah.
Yeah, further back.
And this is the final lap again. It always happens on the final lap.
Always. Oof. And at this point, his motivation just must be completely gone. I mean...
It wouldn't really be a choke if it wasn't in the final lap.
It's true. Is this going to be the sum total? We're not going to have any issues on the last corner, right? I'm just hoping you'll get, like... I know he was in the lead on the last lap, and it's been a nightmare choke, but at least he's going to finish in 6th out of 14.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks alright. Alright.
Yeah.
So, it was just a bad choke, not a 100% catastrophic choke. Good job, everybody, with the chokes this week. I finished fourth because of penalties in the end, actually. Yeah, penalties to two people ahead, so... And the winner, what makes it even worse for him is that the winner had was that a 3-second penalty? So if he just stayed behind the person who he was when he made the first mistake, he still would have won the race.
Yeah.
So wow. he didn't even have to push to go and overtake to make him do. Oh.
Oof.
Oh.
That's rough.
That's rough. Oof. So everyone who's here in the chat, click the straw poll link, vote on which one you think is the best choke out of the three. Three different games this week. GTA, Project Cars, and GT Sport. Which one was the worst? And then...
It's almost as if people aren't playing GTA as much anymore. I wonder how that's working.
Are you... do you guys have your... I mean, we're obviously not going to say them just yet until the votes are said, but have you guys figured out which one are the worst in your eyes?
First one.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. How are we doing on the vote? MB Hauer.
We've got a winner.
Okay. I think my vote would go to number three.
Same.
I agree.
I think we're in agreement there.
And you're going number one, Dan.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So, go on then, Bihama, take it away.
All right, in third place was choke number three.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. In second place 12 was votes. Choke number one. What? And in first place was choke number two, C. Wilson with his limp home mode Lambo.
That was not... Right. That's a surprise. Okay.
All right, C. Wilson.
None of us said that. Okay. Congratulations, C. Wilson. You have been determined to be terrible by the greater community. What do we know?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently good job. Nothing. You are horrendous, C. Wilson. Well done.
Horrendous. Absolutely terrible.
Okay.
I have no sympathy for you.
Interesting. All right. And that shall be us done for this episode. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. For joining us. Thanks for giving us an insight.
It's been different. Thanks.
It's been different.
You kept the slurs to a minimum. You were a good guest. You did a good job. Have you back sometime.
Thanks for coming out.
All right, guys, we shall end it there. Thanks for watching, everybody. Do you guys want to say all? Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Catch you later, guys. Whatever.